fog is starting to rise. Your ears are starting to screech. And unfortunately, I'm back. But don't worry, Simon's here with me. And we are back. Welcome back to Epic Haunts. Me and Simon have been away since November. You had episodes. We haven't been here. But they were all recorded since November. But this is fresh and new. We're ready to go. I look like I'm good and ready to go. Simon, if you're watching on YouTube, looks like the Sith Lord.
Yeah, I'm a little bit cold, but I'll actually. Yeah, I'm going to take this off.
Don't mind me. I'm having a beer. And yes, guys, it's San Miguel for me. I am obsessed with Tenerife right now. So Spanish beer is my life.
And if you're watching, I don't think Phil's actually noticed.
Simon's fine. What? How would I notice? He just took his hood down. All right, guys, this is breaking news. Simon has finally got rid of his Highlander long hair.
Yes.
Finally, he looks 20 years younger and he's got nice short hair again.
Yes, the hair is gone.
Okay, before we get into any news now, we need to know the story behind this.
I just had it cut on Monday.
What was the reason? You just finally had enough?
Yeah, it's got to a certain length. It's off to Leukemia Trust or one of the Princess Trusts.
Oh, that's very good of you. So. I would do the same, except I'm pretty bald.
Yeah.
So they would get about 5 centimetres of hair off of me. Wouldn't help anyone. They say I wanted to grow.
Yeah,
moustache.
That wouldn't work.
But everyone...
Definitely got hair now.
Yeah, definitely do what Simon's done. I like the hairstyle as well, by the way.
Sorry, mate. Yeah,
I love the hairstyle. And this is why people have got to go onto YouTube and see this.
Yeah.
Also, guys, a little bit of news while we took a break. Podcasting is a lot of hard work. You do behind the scenes, you put a lot into it. People don't realise... Just planning one episode and then recording, then editing and all that. So we said we'd record a hell of a lot after Halloween Horror Nights. What would give us a refresh? And we are back. This episode comes out in February. This is right at the end of January.
We're behind the scenes a little talk here. This is the first time we've actually recorded in 3 months nearly.
You have?
Well, yeah, I've not.
A bit different for me, guys. Yeah. Something we haven't missed and we're not going to miss. Cheap plug time. Epic Phil is growing on YouTube. I'm doing okay. I'm a lot bigger than I was this time last year. And I've got loads of vlogs out of Tenerife and Orlando. Tenerife are the newer ones. Go and check them out. Epic Phil vlogs on YouTube. Plug over.
For now. There'll be another one later on, guys. Don't worry about that.
No, there's another plug right now. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, TikTok, and Instagram at Epic Haunts.
Yes.
That's simple. Yeah. So before we get into news, I'm going to explain to people today what today's episode is about, why we baffle on, so you know. We are going to design our own Halloween Horror Nights, and I know you over-the-top people out there are going to go, you can't use some of these, blah, blah. I don't care. It's my dream and his dream. Little twist to this, though. So I've got I've got all my houses. Yep. Simon's got his houses, and that's it, right?
Yeah, that's all I've got, because Skurzones, they're not Skurzones anymore.
What we're going to do is we're going to explain these houses, and then once we've both done our list of 10, we're going to talk to each other and try and merge an event together out of our two. Simon will probably win.
And if we can't agree, we'll put this out to the viewers and Twitter. So there'll be a poll on Twitter for each one.
Even if we do agree, people on Twitter, out of our 20 houses, you go and choose what you'd like out of that.
Yeah.
Awesome, that would. So what do you want to do first? Do you want to get into some news?
Let's do a quick bit of news first. Yeah. Have I got it on? No. We have an announcement from Halloween Horror Nights. That's an all-year-round house is coming. It's not, let me show. Never mind. An all-year-round house experience.
Guys, why Simon's chatting, guys, I've actually forgot that I meant to set this up for multiple sharing. It's now set up.
There we go. So now we can share.
There's
so you can see it on the screen.
There's my laugh for Krusty. I can't see anything on the screen yet. There we go.
So Halloween Horror Nights tweeted back in a couple of weeks ago now, isn't it? A new event, all year round event is coming to, or experience is coming to Las Vegas. I believe it's around the Area 51 area of the Vegas Strip. I don't actually
area
know where
15.
That is. 15. That's 51. That's about couple of
Area 51's more in Nevada,
yeah,
in the desert. Well, and it's not even really the UF. If there's UFOs, that's not even really the place anymore, guys. Yeah. Let's be truthful. Would you leave it there?
Maybe can't still get over it. But from what we can see in the thing, I'll just try and enlarge the picture if it comes up. I don't know if it will.
I'm so glad this is one of your it's not one of your personal pictures.
Yeah. you can see Jack in the background and Chance. And I'm thinking that I can't figure out who that guy with the pumpkin head is, to be fair.
Hopefully, they've realised they've done the pumpkin lord dirty at HHM 31 and they're going to actually give it a decent crack.
Yeah. But yeah, it looks very Halloween, Stranger Things-y colours.
I would mix Stranger Things with Ghostbusters Dirty New York look. That's how it feels to me.
So, yeah, we didn't really get much more information. All we know, it's going to be an all-year-round experience. Hopefully, it doesn't fail like the all-year-round house did at Halloween at Universal Studios Hollywood.
But I don't think it will. I don't think it will for one simple reason. It's just not a house. It's going to be restaurants and bars and everything in there. And if Halloween Horror Nights are listening, I would put a horror-themed casino in it, if possible. Even if it's like a smaller scale one, because that will bring the crowds in.
Yeah, possibly. Playing blackjack with Jack.
See, the games are there.
I know.
Game of chance against chance.
Yeah. Roulette. You can have a game of roulette with Eddie. Yeah. And he'll take your life if you ruse.
Could you imagine if they put a mini cinema in there as well, just showed horror movies?
Yeah. So moving over to another local event to all, not an event, a new local attraction. So hopefully it's come through. A ride closed at Alton Towers at the end of last year called Jewel. It's now
before we go any further, but anyone's listening to America, we also talk England haunt events, and you really need to listen to this because these things are getting better year by year now. They're not Horror Nights when Horror Nights is at its peak, but they're getting brilliant. Sorry, Simon, just wanted to explain people who've been away for ages.
Yeah, well, this is actually just a dark ride that's going to be open all year round, and the rumour is it's opening in March. Yeah, it's replaced Jewel, which was a shooting zombie game. You know, it was old haunted house that they put zombies in it and you were shooting them. It looks like they've taken all the zombies out, they've taken the guns out, and now it's gone back to being an actual old dark ride. And it's called The Curse of Alton Manor. And if you can see on the screen, there's one thing I can't stand in this picture. Effing dolls.
You can swear on this podcast.
I know, but I'm being nice because I don't want to say it because I'll get down a rabbit hole. But there's a lot of there's a lot of dolls, and a lot of these dolls are from
a
haunted house ride from the 90s. That was at Alton Towers, and they were burnt dolls and different things. But the little blurb, it says, The Curse of Alton Manor, a haunted dark ride taking you on the hair-raising journey through the spectacular twists and turns of the cursed manor. Come ready or not, it's abandoned Alton Manor, repossessed under mysterious circumstances, will be inviting you inside. Have your wits about you and you can ride deeper into the historic manor. So my reading is still terrible, guys. Nothing's changed.
I thought it was the hair, but it's not.
Yeah. If you want to look on there, you can get in there for £39 and you can get to ride all the roller coasters as well.
But if you want to stay out at Alton Towers Hotel, don't.
Yes. Yeah. It's very expensive to stay there, but that is a new dark ride coming to the UK. So it's a little bit haunted theme. So let's get a bit haunt in the UK done. Because I didn't say we were going to try and do a Christmas and Valentine's one in the UK. It looks like the Christmas one was cancelled and the Valentine one doesn't look like it's going ahead this year. So.
Oh dear, that's a shame. Obviously, you got is it Knott's Farm in Orlando was doing doing their Valentine's Day one.
Yes, Sir Henry's Trail.
That's in Sir Henry's Trail. All the same to me. They're probably all doing it out there now. It's a clever way to make money because I realise everyone likes the haunts.
Yeah, it is. On other news. We're going to Tully's Shocktoberfest again. We're not telling you yet when, but we have got our tickets. Yeah, we have got tickets. There might be a few more of us, actually, if we can organise it right. So that's going to be a nice weekend.
And I will vlog it properly this time.
Yeah. We had a mini vlog. So if you want to see what it's kind of like, go over to Phil's channel and you'll find Shocktoberfest from last year. So that's one event we're definitely going to. I'm definitely going to this year.
What ticket did you get?
I got the VIP.
Yeah, I was going to. And then I read, I didn't get paid for a couple of days, and I was about £3 short, I think.
Yeah. Well, the VIP. The only difference between the VIP and I think you got the 11 fast track.
I got the fast track. Yeah. Obviously, we got on the sale, didn't we?
Yeah. So the only difference is I get a free drink, merchandise voucher, food voucher, and I get unlimited fast tracks across all the...
Well, doesn't bother me because I probably couldn't do more going to houses 11 times. It'd kill me. And yeah. I'm quite happy to buy my drinks and buy food. But I will not be going to the same store as last time for food.
Which one? Oh, the one that's there all year round?
Yeah, the bloke who's working there clearly had never, ever worked making food in his life.
Yeah, unfortunately. But anyway, let's...
Oh, before we go any further, should we just have some proper normal news? Because we've been away for so long, Universal. What the hell have they been up to lately?
Announced everything everywhere, except for the UK.
They've announced a new Texas... Well, not Texas. It is Texas. Yeah, it's in Texas.
Yeah, Texas, yeah.
They've announced a new family-friendly theme park. A lot of people saying it's challenging Six Flags. I think people are off it. If you know the history of Disney have always tried to move into Texas and failed. Yeah. Yeah, so I think this is Universal saying to Disney, I think they've probably had a heads up that Disney are planning the same. I wouldn't be surprised if news comes. That's just me guessing that Disney are going to do the same. But I think that there's a battlefront going on between Universal and Disney in the theme parks right now. I mean, Disney's won the streaming. They've won streaming. There is no ifs, buts, or maybe. So it's now back to the theme parks. And then obviously we got a rumor, and it is just a rumor right now, people, that what's the theme park called in Barcelona?
Oh, PortAventura. But the Universal actually already do own this theme park.
I heard they sold the rights to it.
They might have sold the rights to it, but they still actually, I think they still underlyingly own the park.
The rumour is, I think the rumour's going around because they've patterned Universal Spain, I've heard. And this is just rumours. Obviously, I've not seen anything. Yeah. I wouldn't know. Patterns for places like Spain are a lot harder to find. And they've put the words HHN Spain out there as well, apparently. To me would be an absolute dream, because I can only go for a week or two to Orlando, but I could fly out every weekend to Barcelona.
Yeah, because speaking of actually Spain, Park Warner, they have a Hordes event every year. Might be going to that this year. Not too
that
sure.
Looks, yeah, it's very interesting as well, because if people don't know that, they obviously, the IPs, they own that there. That's an all-year house, isn't it?
Yes, they have the HIT experience. They're actually building a roller coaster at the moment, and it's very, 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 very similar to the Velocicoaster, and it's based on Batman.
And one thing I would say about both them theme parks, they're very well themed for European theme parks. They feel more like a Universal than any other theme park. So if Universal
it's Warner Brothers Studios, so it's more emphasized on the IPs. Like there's a Scooby-Doo ride there, there's Superman things, Batman, there's all sorts of stuff.
And obviously the one in Barcelona, that's quite well themed as well. So it wouldn't take much for Universal to shut down segments to keep the park running, but get it up to the standard they wanted. So let's hope that's no longer a rumor and becomes true. Other than that, we've got a new ride coming at SeaWorld, what looks awesome, that I will try this year. That's nearly done now, isn't it?
Oh, the surfing coaster. Yeah.
Kids Zone shut, and you're starting to see what Epic Universe looks like now.
Yeah, it's getting very, very, very vertical, very, very quickly. So expect things to look like they're going to slow down, because once the footings are in and the roller coaster and the buildings are in, a lot of it's going to be done behind the scenes, and you won't see a lot until the theming on the outside starts to come. Which I think 2024 is when we'll start seeing the theming going, because I don't want to be sun bleached too much.
Talking about theming, though, I'm very excited. I decided to have a nose. Usually I hold back on rides and don't take any nose of them. But this was a land, so I had to look at Hollywood's Land of Mario and, well, Nintendo, really. And, wow.
Yeah, it looks like you're in the game.
Yeah, an Epic Universe has got more space to do better with it. That is, and I'm actually tempted to get the strap, because the games actually look quite fun.
Yeah, Japan, I've got two rides. I've got the Yoshi ride and the Mario Kart. I believe Hollywood's got the Mario Kart and Donkey. Maybe, no, just Mario Kart, I think.
Mario Kart, there's no Donkey in there. There's no room.
But Epic are getting the Mario Kart ride, the Yoshi ride, and the Donkey Kong roller coaster, which looks absolutely fantastic from what I've seen in concept art.
Yeah, I will be jealous of the people who go in there first. But at the same time, I won't, because we all know at first... rides break down, things go wrong. Staff ain't fully into it yet. But yeah, I'm looking forward. The thing I didn't like, I don't know if you've seen it, I've seen the characters and the princess and that, they talk. But the face, the mouths don't move, and that's just
To be honest, that is what it's like in a game. So if you watch the game, the mouths don't move in the game as well.
Hello!
So,
it's a Mario! But the food looks good as well. Everything looks great. I mean, I'm thinking about not even going 2024 to Orlando. If I do go, it will literally just be going for Halloween Horror Nights for a week. And that's it.
Yeah, we're probably looking at a week and then going maybe for 3 or maybe 2.5.
Yeah, it's not
2025.
It's getting so expensive in Orlando. And I feel for you people who live out there, because if we're finding it expensive, I can only imagine what you're feeling like out there.
Yeah, it's not a cheap thing anymore. You used to be able to get maybe a quick weekend in if you wanted to do Halloween Horror Nights, so maybe $2,000 for tickets.
Funny you say quick weekend. Our next podcast, we're hopefully having a couple of guests who talk about how they come out for 4 or 5 days.
Yeah.
From the UK, talking about how they do that. No names yet. We're going to surprise you when it comes out.
Yeah. So, and I have done a weekend before, and it is doable, and it is relatively cheap, but I've been looking for this year as maybe an off chance, which, nah.
And the final bit of news, me and Simon will be meeting up in June for a holiday.
Yes.
In Tenerife. So if any news drops in, we're going to have to record it. And I'm going to be so upset we're having cheap beer. I mean, it's like €2 for a beer, people. €2, if you're listening anywhere in the world. We're going to have some cocktails of €5. We're going to be sitting there and we're probably going to be drunk. And if it does happen, I think we have to record it drunk because I think it'll be hilarious.
all I'll say is the quality might be a bit shite, but it'll be fun to watch to listen back to.
Epic. Anyway, I think we've had enough fun catching up and doing news. Yeah. I think it's time to get to what people want. It's time for the horror stuff.
Yes, let's get into our epic Halloween Horror Nights.
Yeah. EHHN.
Doesn't have the same ring, does it?
No, it sounds like a government website.
Yeah. Let's call it Epic HHN. That'll do.
Yeah. Okay. So what the idea is, we've got 10 houses, 5 movies, 5 originals, and we're going to say them one each at a time.
Yeah.
We're going to say it, explain it. We're going to go through them all, and then we're going to quickly go back and try and figure out how to make this ultimate event. Or do you want to do them at the same time? Put house one against house one.
Yeah, we'll do one against one, because then the thing is, then if we could start debating which one might beat the other one. So what we'll just do, whatever is the order, because mine are not in any order. I actually want that one the first. It's just that's the way I wrote them down.
Fair enough. So do you want to go first? Or do you want me to go first?
I'll go first. One that was rumored for last year. Did it go to Hollywood in the end? No, I think it was cancelled.
You have to
Hollywood
say it
well.
For me to know.
Candyman.
Yeah, I don't think I went to Hollywood.
But I want the original Candyman. I want an amalgamation of 1, 2, and 3. And I want bees everywhere and hooks.
Real bees?
Yeah.
What about the people who are allergic? Because I suppose that makes it scary for them.
There you go. You're walking at your own risk.
Yeah, there is. I think we're both going to have a real battle here between our first ones. So you want the original Candyman?
Yeah, I want the original Candyman.
Well, what I'm up in it, I'm putting 2 films as 1, and I'm putting Terrifier 1 and 2 in. Come on, that right now, that clown, what's his name? I should remember it. Should have done some homework. I've already forgotten his name. But he is iconic. Yeah, he is iconic. He's whistling everything, the way he smiles and dances and all that. This and some of the murders are epic. This is a house. What is going to be the violent, gruesome house of the event if I have this?
Yeah. But it's like, I would agree with you. But I think we could take a compromise on this one. Because my next one, I'm thinking.
You think about taking your next one out?
No, I'm going to take my next one. But what I'm saying, let's take Candyman through on this one. Because you've got the opportunity
fan base, I'd like to actually know between the fans of horror out there.
Well, I'll tell you what,
they're both iconic. I'll tell you, let's come back to number one. Let's not put anything through this one. This one is really hard. I think this is probably going to be the hardest one out of the lot. So we'll come back to number one, put it through us. But you at home, at Epic Haunts on Twitter, Instagram, oh God, just DM us. Send a tweet out and tag us in it. I'd love to know this. And I'll put a poll up on Twitter as well.
Yeah, because what I've got for number two
go on,
is the Terrifier. but it's versus Chucky. A mashup house.
How does Terrifier take on Chucky?
Because they're literally trying to outdo each other for kills and how they do the kills. If you've seen
Okay. Candyman wins because my second house is not as good as that already. So I've got my Terrifier in, I don't care.
Yeah, but I was just thinking that if you had Art the Clown trying to do a kill and then Chuck, because obviously Art's quiet, he doesn't say a word. And then you've got Chucky just being giggling, laughing, doing.
You've also got the option of doing a Blumhouse version.
Yeah. I was thinking more that they tried to imitate each kills to make it look better. And then Chucky's laughing his head off at Art and then Art trying to laugh.
And then at the end, you could have the one who survives. And they both survive because they're both spirits, really.
Yeah. And they're not fighting against each other. They are.
Sportsman's bet.
Yeah. They try to outdo each other rather than.
Sportsman's bet. Different. Nice little twist from what Halloween Horror Nights has been doing. They've been trying. Yeah. To have one winner, we're having a sportsman's bet who can get the most kills. And at the end, it tells you how many kills there. So sometimes a kill may be taken out and swapped. So every night through the houses, a different person would win the sportsman's bet. It would be a nice way of doing it. But they'd both be laughing at the end, having a beer with each other.
Yeah. So what was your number two that you threw away?
Well, the movie was kind of pants, but I was trying to be, you know, modern and let you know how everything has to be like, transformed into a female movie these days. I was going to Hellraiser 2022 when it was Pinhead was a female in that. I thought I'd have a little twist to it.
See, Hellraiser on its own probably would have really put up a really good fight. But the female,
the original one, yeah, I'll be battling for this. But the female, it's okay, but yeah, quite frankly, we both banged out four amazing houses already. Yeah. Right, what's your next one then? Number three.
Right, well, this one might need a bit of explaining for our US people. It's called Creep, but it's a UK version. It's not the American version that you find when you put Creep in and searching for it. If you look for the film, it's got a picture of a subway car or a tube car at the front. And what it is a woman is locked into a underground station late on at night. And she tries to get out by walking through the tunnels, and the tunnels are abandoned. And there's deformed humans in there creeping around.
Oh, Broadfield and Crawley, gotcha.
yeah. But it's based on a London Underground. It's dark, it's dingy, there's suspenseful moments. And I thought it was a fantastic film when it came out, but it just seems to have been buried under the US version.
I found very interesting. Now, I've gone left field with this. It's had a movie out. It only came out last year. So that gives me the reason to make it an IP.
Go on then.
So it's going to be in a shop, and you're going to get murdered by all the costumes in the shop. People dressed up in the cool costumes, and this house is going to be the fun house for me. One of my fun houses. It's going to be Spirit Halloween.
You're classing this one as an IP,
It's had a movie out, mate. It has had a movie. Spirit Halloween is a fantastic shop. The movie sort of set a bit more goofy. Mine would be more violent. The costumes would come alive and try and kill you. And I think it would be quite fun. It's going to be a mega Spirit Halloween, a mega store where it has two floors. Yeah. Say something like that.
Right. Well, I'll have to give you that one. Because not many people are going to know the Creep UK version, so yeah, I think
if you want to see Spirit Halloween, people from the UK haven't seen it, old vlog from September last year, I vlogged the store, so go and have a look at it. Probably my favorite store,
when it's
around, but it pops about all over the place.
Well, that's actually where I got, if you watched previous episode, so go back, Chucky, that's where I got my Chucky doll from.
Chucky. And by the way, isn't it good that we haven't gone about the Chucky IP for the next Halloween Horror Nights because everyone's gone on about it? There is a future episode with Chucky. I'm not giving away ideas what that's about, but it's a twist on what everyone else does.
Yeah, we will come back to that.
Two was basically my one, really. But
yeah, so two was kind of joint together. You got number three. I'm going with the big boys here at number four.
Go for it. So have I got a big boy, I think.
Alien.
Oh, this is going to be a battle for different reasons, though.
And it's literally, you are thrown onto the alien planet.
Sorry.
And that's all that's there. There's no humans. There's eggs everywhere. There is actually formed aliens, and they are just attacking you from left, right, and centre.
That is awesome. And we had that event in London once upon a time.
Yeah, but it's not like the Alien versus Predator that I've done before, but you're just pure forms of the Alien.
Look, I'll tell you why Alien versus Predator never impressed me, because it will always remind me of Del Boy and Rodney from Only Fools and Horses. People, go and look up on YouTube now, before we go any further, Del Boy and Rodney, Only Fools and Horses, Batman and Robin.
Oh,
running scene. And when you watch Alien versus Predator, and when you watch the Alien versus Predator movie, I promise you, at the end, you'll never take it. You'll be laughing your head off.
I was wondering where you were going with that then. I'm like, what the hell? Don't
Okay, I've gone for a big hitter as well. We've already had this house here once before as well. We had the first movie of it, and I liked it. And apparently another podcast didn't like it. But their reasons were...
I know where you're going. I know where you're going.
There wasn't enough of it in it. And I've got the T-shirt on. Yeah. See, people, you can't see the T-shirt. It is the Ghostbuster ghost in a pumpkin for me. And this is the most updated version of the movie, Ghostbusters Afterlife. There are so many different scenes in this movie. I think this would make an absolute awesome house. And you could even bring Egon in as a ghost.
Yeah. Yeah. See, I'm told.
You're going for the violent. See, yeah, you're going for the violent. But Simon is a massive Ghostbusters fan.
Yeah,
I'll tell you what, we're going to do this again. We're going to leave these two. Our final two. Now, I still think this may be a problem. We're going to get to number five now on the IPs.
Yeah.
And we'll see you on our fives. And I think I've got a strong five as well, though. And then we'll go back to four. So, number five, Simon.
I think I've won this one. I'm going to win the fans over this one, because
you're going to hate it. The same.
Scooby-Doo, Monsters Revenge.
Well, I think you would normally win the fans over, but I think I'll win fans over as well. Halloween 3.
See, that's just cruel.
These last two are almost impossible.
Let me explain mine. Let me explain mine. Mine is you're going through a dark ride with the gang, but you are being hit by all the classic monsters from Scooby-Doo. So this is the fun and comical house for me. But you've got all the original houses. You've got Captain Cutler. You've got the Dark Knight. You've got the... Is it 10,000 volt ghosts? You've got them all trying to get you as you're going, potentially look like you're walking through an old abandoned ride, bit like it is in the film.
Okay, so now that is brilliant, but I just need to say, I don't need to explain, I just need to say the words Halloween 3. Everyone, people are begging for this house, and it's a bit of a cheat by me. So I'll tell you what, because I think they will eventually really have it.
I think what we should do, we can't agree on four and five. We'll put them two, the first two that are going to go out to the viewers, and we'll update you in the next episode.
We definitely will update you in the next episode. That is, I'll tell you what, I think we've smashed out some amazing houses here so far. But so far we've gone for number one, it was
Candyman.
And number two was Chucky and...
Terrifier versus Chucky.
Number three was Spirit Halloween. So we've got three houses booked in out of the 10. And I think they're massive houses already. So I think they are absolutely fantastic. Shall we quickly move across, or should we go for a quick ad break here?
We'll have a quick ad break before we jump into our originals, because the originals might need a bit of explaining for some of you people who are not familiar with the event.
Okay. And we are now going to see you on the other side of the fog.
Welcome to Epic Haunts. Don't forget to subscribe to us on YouTube. You can also follow us on TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Epic Haunts. Also follow Phil and Simon on YouTube. Phil, Epic Phil, Simon at Simon and Julie. Now, let's get back to the show.
And after that ad break, we are back and I'm opening another beer.
I changed my mind.
Good man. So people at home who does not see, what have you? What
cheers.
You
got, Simon? I've got a Halloween Horror Nights 27 cup, Blinky cup. It still actually works with the original batteries. But I've got Madry. It's
that's
Spanish.
Massive right now. That's everywhere.
I've been drinking that for about 3 years. It's just suddenly taken off everywhere. And
so for the fans of Fear and Beer, what type of beer is it?
It's just like a regular lager, really.
So no different flavours to it, no like different tastes, like an orange or
anything? No, it's a 4.6%. It's brewed in the UK, it's supposed to be Spanish. But it's just a regular lager, but it's just got a bit more of a earthier taste to it than like your Bud Lights and your Core Lights. It actually tastes like beer, doesn't taste like water.
There we go, for the people out there who love knowing their beer. Simon's definitely a bigger drinker than me. So in Tenerife, when we go, Simon will drink a hell of a lot more than me.
Yes, quite a few Victorias might be going down my neck.
Oh, I love Victoria. And people, this is a cheap plug. YOLO Sports Bar in Playa de las Americas, or as I like calling it now, Del Boy Americas, or Los Cristianos, two sports bars where they will put any sport for you. So you American people out there, if you ever go to Tenerife, mm-hmm. you want your American football, your basketball, if they're open, all I say in yeah. Tenerife, they can get it on. Wink, wink.
Yeah. And if you are American, you can get a direct flight to Tenerife from New York.
But if it's too expensive, get a flight to somewhere in Europe and then yeah. get the flight over.
Yeah, it's a lot cheaper. But you can fly direct to Tenerife now. It's only a little tiny island. But
it's nice cheaper. And if you direct. Like if you like having a drink or two and you like Florida type weather all year round, mm-hmm. oh, you're gonna love Tenerife. Anyway, are now
back to the podcast.
Moving on. Yeah. Original houses, I'll go first.
Yeah, you go first.
Okay, so house number six, what's original house one really, but we can just call it six. It's yeah. called Spiders Attack. Now, this is obvious mutated spiders, small spiders, the queen of spiders, just basically attacking everyone. Kind of an alien thing, so I think you may win this one. So that's just my opinion yeah. on that.
Well, I don't like spiders.
That's why I went for people's like... phobia. A bit like the arachnophobia type spiders, yeah. but also massive ones as well.
It will get people a lot, but will it get the same response that bugs did, where it's 50-50?
I think it depends what route. If they try and make it a funny house, nope. If they go for pure horror and evil spiders, it will bug people out.
See, I would say. First eye roll on a podcast. what I would do is I will probably
go for
the eight-legged freaks version of spiders. The big over the top. That would be me. But
okay, anyway, what's your house?
Mine is A Brother's Revenge, Jack versus Eddie.
Oh, he's won, hasn't he, guys? Because explain it, but you've won.
The original storyline when Eddie was being brought in, that he was going to dethrone Jack. But this is them two fighting it out in the house to try and see who wins and becomes the dominant brother. And I think. But I don't think you have to put any much of a fight up for that one. I think it says it all, doesn't it?
Yeah,
everyone wants Eddie and everyone wants Jack. And
yeah, this one. I think it's cheating using a Halloween Horror Nights icon. So we move on to house seven. Pumpkin Pinkin, Pumpkin Lord's Revenge. Now, the scare zone, the Pumpkin Lord, he was kind of funny, but he was wasted. Now, give him a house where he's basically the roots of pumpkins and that. He brings pumpkins alive and basically killing everybody because the scare zone was meh. Make him gruesome, make him evil. I mean, could you imagine him seeing like people having their heads ripped off and pumpkins put there instead and things like that? You like roots of the pumpkins from the ground, grabbing people and dragging them underground, all that sort of stuff. Just make it gruesome, make it fun, and give the Pumpkin Lord what he deserves. Imagine hearing the burps and that. So you can have a little bit of laughs in there, but the Pumpkin Lord.
I would rather it be more serious than comedy, because I think
he deserves a lot of burping there because he's known for it. But then burps smell of disgusting rotted pumpkins this time.
Yeah. Very good shout. This is going to be a tough one, I think. Especially for the fans.
Could it be vote three?
I think this one might be vote three because I've gone for Shady Brook Unleashed. So you are literally trapped in Shady Brook Asylum with all the deranged people in there. Jack's in there. It could be Eddie's in there. Anyone who's got any Halloween on it.
I've got an idea.
And you've got to try and escape the asylum.
Yeah, that's fine. But what if the warden of the asylum, and we could make this mix, you get them all together, is the Pumpkin Lord himself.
That's fine by me.
He's taken over, and he's
technically he's... anyone who's been in Halloween Horror Nights could be in Shady Brook Asylum because they're all mentally deranged anyway. So I don't see why not.
So that could be our mixed house. We've done another mix.
Oh, see, Halloween Horror Nights, if you're listening to this, we have got ideas, you know.
Pumpkin Lord, because obviously the powers he's got, he could get out of his cell. He could, you know, just for a laugh, he grabs like a warden's clothes, a ripped up shirt and that. You can see him wearing it. And then you see Jack and that going around, killing the police officers and that, the security, because, and maybe some of the prisoners as well, because some of the prisoners are wimps compared to this lot.
Oh, yeah. Well, as I say, not all going to be just the, like Jack and Eddie and the director and all them, but it's all normal inmates, mentally silent. And instead of them being brainwashed, they're being victimized to get people to try and get you.
This is like an anniversary house, basically. There's no winner at the end. It's all the big icons at the end.
What I was going to say would be that the body collectors are the overseeing people, because they are. But were you saying the Pumpkin Lord? I think that would be better with have the Pumpkin Lord being the overseer.
Yeah.
Of the asylum.
So we have a share house there. That is fantastic. That's brilliant. So nothing's happened on this, but again, people, if you disagree with us, at us at Epic Haunts on Twitter and that. Mm-hmm. So number eight for me, Monsters of the Swamp. This is kind of simple, isn't it? Basically you're in the swamp. I want it rain, I want lightning and all that stuff as well. And when I say monsters, I don't just mean mutant monsters, I mean alligators and everything coming and grabbing you, killing you. Then you've got the monster of all monsters towards the end, who's in charge of everything, and basically it's just had enough of everyone, basically, who sneaks through. So if it's like moonshiners and that, this thing's had enough of you.
I like that one. I like mine as well.
Creative minds.
Mine is Seeds 2, 500 years on. So these plants, monsters, whatever you call them, have now evolved into full humanized plants and full scale. A bit like Lord of the Rings trees, and they are massive. And they are literally going, causing havoc everywhere. Not just in a little tiny town, they are taking over the world completely. And you've got to try and work your way through. But now I've just said it out loud, it sounds a bit crap and dingy.
I think I won that one.
I did like Seeds of Extinction, but when you read it out loud after I explained it, it does sound a bit. I Am Legend boring.
So are we going for Monsters of the Swamps?
Yeah, I think.
Halloween Horror Nights, with the effects that they could do, this would be batting well, this one. Okay, number nine. I can't believe we're nearly over with this. Number nine. I feel like this is a bit of cheating here by me, because I sort of thought of this because of Stranger Things. And because right now The Last of Us is out as well. By the way, have you watched The Last of Us yet?
No, not yet.
You need to watch the first two episodes if you can tonight. Mwah! Chef's kiss.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Oh. So this is called Zombie Mall Lockdown. So you're locked down in a mall for some weird reason, and then all of a sudden you realise there's zombies in there, and you're basically trying to escape the zombies in the mall. Quite self-explanatory. The zombies also, they're not walkers, that's boring. They're like Last of Us zombies, all mutated fungus things, and they're coming for you, and they're killing you, they're ripping you apart. They're also mating through the mouth to make you one of them.
See, all I'm getting from that, mate, is Dawn of the Dead. The new version of Dawn of the Dead.
It's cheating. It's cheating. Yeah. It's absolute cheating by me.
Yeah.
But they wouldn't have to buy the rights.
No, but to be honest, zombies can be anywhere, can't they? We'll park that one for a minute.
Go for yours.
I'm going to call it A Very Red Christmas. In brackets, right. Toys Alive. So you are in Santa's workshop.
Toys Alive.
Something has gone seriously wrong.
Can I just say, before we go further, here's a rude crude film coming out. Toys Alive makes me think of The Bedroom for Adults.
Phil, stop it. But what it is, you're in Santa's workshop. Things have gone a little bit awry. The toys have been possessed, and they are.
I bet they have. Would you say they're rampant?
No, there's no rampant rabbits, Phil. Come on, calm down. But the toys will come alive. They're trying to kill you, and not just the toys. The elves are ravenous. Not He's gone. I've lost him. But the elves are demonic demon, little demons, and they're trying to kill you everywhere you go, and you've just got to try and get out. And Santa...
Will you be gushing with blood? No. With blood, though.
Santa is literally... this is a straight rip-off from Santa's sleigh, as Bill Goldberg is Santa, and he's just throwing grenades at you, all sorts, chopping your head off. And it's my way of getting Santa's sleigh into a Halloween Horror Nights.
You're winning, mate, because plain and simple, I'm just gone.
Yeah, you really do need to look at his watch film reaction to that. He's gone.
Simon and his toys, guys. That's what I'm saying.
No, it's a very red Christmas. Nothing to do with my toys.
Depends what time of the. No, I'm not going now. Stop. I didn't go there, people. Don't go.
Guys, it's just 4 o'clock in the afternoon. This is afternoon. And he's like this.
You think I'm bad? What about our next guest on here? He's worse than me.
Tell you what, I'm definitely going to need some more of these for that one.
Oh, dear. composed. Right.
Last one.
Number
last
10. One. I'm stealing this idea from England. I'm stealing it basically from, with a better twist to it, from Tully's Oktoberfest. I'm going from the witches. I'm calling it Witches Woods. The UK witches, and Simon knows what I mean because that house was awesome. Now, it was just the theming wasn't super great in there, but we had proper old Hagrid. It's a bit
Hagrid speaking the witches' language as well, wouldn't it?
So it was more witches.
Creepy. It was very, very creepy.
It was fake. Oh, look, I'm not gonna lie. The house at Halloween Horror Nights was just it was a dud. It didn't work.
Yeah, it didn't work because they tried to do that. They tried to add a bit too much in the
easy stuff. So what I want to do is I want them in the raggy clothes. I want the long, scraggy hair, maybe pointy noses. Give it a proper old school witch look. Yeah. And obviously, this is a bit different where I'm going, though. They're not kidding. They're stealing your children. Old school witch feel.
I feel like Roald Dahl's witches. We're trying to steal your children instead.
That's what you want. You want it like that, and you may be the parent who's going through the wood looking for your child. Plot twist: you don't find the child. Unfortunately, you lose because I don't want goodies winning at Halloween Horror Nights.
No, you don't. You don't. That's a good shout. That one. Right, mine is it's going to be the gore house of the event.
I thought that was your last one with all your toys.
No. This one. It is a torturous paradise. So you're walking through and...
Just think of the Gangster Paradise music now.
Yeah. I was thinking of having that running on in the background, but you are watching people being tortured to death in any form you can think. Everything from medieval to anything you can think of. Being electrocuted, being torn apart. Literally, it's a torture porn house.
A torture what house?
Torture porn. It's what they call...
Porn?
Yes. That's what they call them.
Before we go any further, guys, first he says about his toys, and now he's talking porn. Where was Simon's mind when he was making these?
My name was in the horror, mate. Torture and porn go together.
Yeah.
Look it up.
Check out his porn hub.
Don't use porn hub. Don't need it. I've got a girlfriend. can't stop me on that one. But yeah, it's a bit like where you're hostile, but you're seeing the victims being killed left, right, and centre. So that's my shout on that one.
See, I kind of like it, but I don't because I can't figure it out totally in my head right now.
Yeah, it's a very, very niche amount of people you're going for. It's a very particular thing. So I would forfeit this one for the witches to improve what witches should be.
Yeah, man, my bitches are won this one.
See, people, this is why Phil doesn't drink that much when we do podcasting.
It's nothing to do with drinking. Go back to the other episodes when I changed the show into more like this. He was letting the real Phil out.
Well, it's about time he came out. We've been doing it 12 months.
Shit, Simon. Okay, people, there's nothing wrong about coming out.
I'm not coming out. I've got a haircut. Yeah. When are you coming out saying you actually had your hair transplant?
I haven't, clearly. So should we go through this quickly? So yeah. Movie number one, we went for
Candyman.
Woohoo! And number two, we went for a mixture of mine and yours.
Yeah, which is Terrifier versus Chucky.
Was kind of not versus each other, just basically. Well, yeah. But just put the verse in because of
Terrifier stroke Chucky.
Yeah. Okay, and number three, I can't believe this one actually won, but it did. It was Spirit Halloween.
Yeah. Yeah, I have to give you that one.
Number four and five, we haven't chose. So let again, it was Ghostbusters Afterlife versus
Alien.
Please go on Twitter and
we will put a poll up. Well, after this episode has dropped, we'll put a poll up.
We put it everywhere else, but unfortunately, we can put polls on YouTube as well. So yeah, we are on YouTube, Epic Haunt. So we can put a poll up there as well. So we'll put it on Twitter and YouTube, two different places.
We might be able to put it on a story on Instagram, I think, but I can't.
Simon will do that because I'm rubbish with Instagram.
Yeah.
So it's Ghostbusters Afterlife, the latest movie, versus Aliens. Okay, which Aliens movie? The main one, the first one?
Just Alien, because that's the more. I think that one's more creepier than Aliens.
And then
there's only one alien, but this one I'll have more of a minute, but it's based on the first film.
So the next one is Halloween 3 versus
Scooby-Doo Monsters Revenge.
Wow, totally different. And I feel like we're evil.
I personally think that's going to divide the community if this one gets around.
Just to let you know, everyone, this isn't done on purpose. We sort of knew each other's list, but we couldn't remember what order we put them in.
No, I did my list and I sent Phil a picture of it maybe 2 hours ago to say,
I didn't really look at it.
He had a quick look, nothing matched, and that's it. That's all we've done.
So it's brilliant how the orders have come out here.
Yeah.
Right, so that's going to be a vote, Halloween, Scooby-Doo, Halloween 3, I should say. Right, original houses, I believe it was Spiders Attack versus...
It's Jack versus Eddie.
So Jack versus Eddie won one very easy. Then we've done a mix house again.
Yeah.
Because we both had good ideas. So My Pumpkin Lord got into Simon's house and...
He's now the warden of Shady Brook Unleashed.
Very interesting. Well, he's killed the warden anyway.
That's the thing, though. That's the thing. Will they be able... No, you're trying to get out of there.
Yep.
The warden ain't letting you out.
Okay, number eight. You chose for eight, but... What did you choose for eight again? Seeing as I don't remember.
I had Seeds. Seeds but 2.
But it didn't... When you read it out, it didn't work. So, yeah, Monsters of the Swamps...
Yeah.
Have won that one. In theory, you could mix in a bit of Seeds into that, the Monsters of the Swamps. It could be the story of Seeds in the future. It does kind of mix together thinking about it.
Yeah, but when I'm talking about being large, tall things like from Lord of the Rings, it just went a bit weird. So
here we go. Number nine, I went for Zombie Mall Lockdown, but that didn't work. So it's been done before. So Simon.
Yeah. We went for A Very Red Christmas. In brackets, Red. Toys Alive.
Simon wanted to bring his adult toys to Horror Nights.
There's a second eye roll.
And it gets better because I did win this one, but what was your house, Simon, number 10?
A Torturous Paradise.
And I went for Witches Woods UK.
Yeah, so I think the Witches
there you go, people. One. We're going to put the two polls out. Please vote on them. Oh, by the way, put comments as well.
I'll tell you what we could do. We'll put them two out as the main ones. But if you want us to put these up against each other to tell us what you think of all these, we could put them all out as well.
Yeah.
But let us know about that one.
Yeah, but you've got to vote on the main two first, because if we don't really get... If we only get like five votes, it's not going to be worth it for us.
Yeah, so don't just vote. If you do vote, also retweet it. Share it. Let people see it and ask other people. Tag other people in it.
Share it to the Horror Nights community of all people.
Yeah. Let's get it going round and see what people think, and then.
And if they moan, just remind them we know some of these IPs can be impossible to get.
Yeah.
It's just a bit of fun, like saying there's no silly contracts. Let's just put the just greatest
what we,
horror
what
nights.
What we're making, like we said at the beginning, it's the epic Halloween Horror Nights, and this is what we want as a collective unit.
And jokes aside, if any of the other shows are out there, if any of you do listen to us. If you've listened to this, go through them all. And if you think you can beat our winning houses, go for it on your show, because we'd love to hear it.
And then if you want to go head-to-head, we could always arrange a head-to-head down.
And as long as you're happy with me drinking.
I'm not happy with you drinking. I don't want
By the way, did you just say head to head? Head to head down.
Stop it.
I have to apologise. I've had to, mind.
I had to give you Sunday name then. You're being naughty now. Stop it, Billy.
I hope you enjoy me being back, people. Am I very annoying? Should we make that a vote? Oh, dear. I've enjoyed being Simon. It's been great being back, mate. I've missed it.
I know. To be honest, mate, it was a bit thinking we haven't done this for a few months. It's going to be get back into it. It took about 30 seconds.
You think, hey, story of your life.
Oh, for God's sake. See, there's a trifecta. I've got the three eye rolls for the episode. We can end it now.
I'm so sorry, people. But thanks for listening. The polls are going up very soon. They're probably already out. So if they're out, go and check out us on Twitter, Instagram, TikTok. We don't do TikTok much right now. It'd be more when the horror events come out, when we talk about houses, because I run TikTok. Simon's more in charge of Instagram, and we share the Twitter. And they're all under at Epic Haunts. Plus, go and check out, if you want to watch us on TV, Epic Haunts on YouTube as well. And the poll will be on at Epic Haunts Twitter, YouTube, and Instagram. So please vote away. Comment on the ones you can comment on and tell us what you'd like as well, or what you would want to put in as well. Trying to build a community. Our numbers are not as high as they used to be. I think it's because we just recorded loads of repetitive episodes with people. What were fantastic.
It's that time of year. We're not weekly, but like we said, though, we are trying to get bi-weekly. Stop it. See, it bites in his tongue again.
I didn't say anything.
Yeah, well, you're biting your tongue.
We're going to say fortnightly.
Oh, it just reminds me of children shooting stuff.
Yes, guys. So we're great to be back. We want to grow again. We want to be a big part of the community. Every once in a while, we're going to want a guest host as well. So if you want to come on from the UK, America, if you've got haunt events and you want to talk about it with us, and how, as you can see, we're very laid back and just want to laugh as well. Yeah. So, but if you want to be serious, by all means, tell us beforehand. We go serious. I have a plan for the future with a certain John Self. He'll know what I'm talking about here before the events start. I'm not going to shout out there because I don't want to give all my ideas away this year.
Yeah. We noticed that a couple of times, but it's fine. Like I said, we've taken other people's ideas and we've always given credit when it comes to it.
But this is everyone. This is not a new idea. People have done this before. We just made it more fun.
But this is the first time we've actually done it. We haven't done a head-to-head on our thoughts before. So
as I said, if you want to come on Epic Haunts everywhere, just tweet us, message us, direct message us. Just get a hold of us. We'll get you on. Trust me. We love doing it on our own, but we love interacting with the fans of horror events more than anything.
Definitely.
By the way, I just realised we love doing it on our own. Phil, sort it out.
I think we just end it there now. I think that's it.
And no, we're not, because I'm going to tell you all now, on every podcast app out there, if you get a way of giving us stars, a review, anything like that, please show us some love out there. Simon, come closer. Simon, go back. What's the best shop?
Simon's going out this room.
What's the best shop? Wakey, wakey wine. The English fans will get that if they're on TikTok. The rest of you will be like, what the hell is he talking about?
That's why I don't get it. I'm not on TikTok.
I live on it. I'm addicted to watching stuff. Right, I'm going to end this here. Every podcast app out there, YouTube, give us a like. Every podcast app, give us a nice review. Share us to your friends and families. Share us to any groups or fans of Horror Nights. And from me, be epic.
And from me, stay spooky, guys. Stay spooky.